Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We need to talk and understand a little bit more about electric cars. What is the story? So apparently the next 5 to 10 years in the automotive industry will be defined by dramatic changes. It is a foregone conclusion that the adoption of electric vehicles will increase exponentially as legislative changes come into effect. And that is, of course, to contain the environmental impact of the transport industry. But what does that actually mean? Is the South African government fully equipped? Are they forward thinking? Tami Masemola, motoring journalist and owner at InForRide. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for having me.
It is awesome to have you back again. So, I mean, we found it quite funny that a few weeks ago when we were at load shedding stage 4 and the president announced that we need to move to electric vehicles because obviously we need electricity for those. Of course, it's not that funny because we know that this is going to be a move. It's a move around the world. Give us the South African context in terms of electric vehicles.
Quite ironic, that comment by the president, wasn't it?
It was.
Especially with the timing.
Absolutely.
So in South Africa, the electric vehicle movement is not that great at the moment. In fact, according to the stats that we have, about only 92 or so electric vehicles were sold during the entire year of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So electric, I mean, basically versus a market of about 300,000 overall. So you can tell that electric vehicles are currently very much in their infancy. In fact, only a handful of manufacturers are importing electric vehicles into this country, including BMW, Jaguar, Volkswagen, Audi is also going in there, Mercedes-Benz is also going in there. And as you can see, the companies that I've mentioned are more premium companies. So let's say in the entry-level or cheaper vehicle market, there isn't an alternative for the South African consumer. And this is going to be one of the biggest problems that we face going forward, excluding the Eskom problem, of course, is the availability of reasonably priced or cheap, to say, electric vehicles in the country.
In terms of the actual technology around electric vehicles, is that successful around the world? If I wanted to buy an electric vehicle and go on a family road trip somewhere, is it a poor choice?
So one of the things, really, I suppose, the main thing about electric vehicles is that they obviously don't have engines. So they don't run on petrol, they don't run on diesel. So they're not like hybrids where you can put a petrol there and it's also running on electricity at the same time.
Mm.
These ones just don't have engines. What they do use are batteries, which is a battery pack, and normally this is placed underneath the floor of the vehicle, as well as motors or a motor that actually runs through those battery packs and powers the wheel. And therefore, what it needs is actual electricity to charge it, much like your phone, basically. This is how it works.
Mm.
The battery charges, and then you use the device. And this is how electric vehicles work. Now, the biggest problem that they face right now is something called range. Range is what the amount of kilometers you can drive in a car based on what you have inside the car. So whether you have petrol, whether you have diesel, and in this instance, how much electric power the car has in it, how much range that you can drive. And most of the cars that are currently coming out right now have ranges that range. You see what I did there? That range.
Very smooth. Very smooth.
That range between 200 and 400 kilometers. Now, basically, that means you cannot drive all the way from Johannesburg to Durban in a current electric vehicle. And this is now the biggest problem that we are facing, that these electric vehicles have to be recharged along the way, let's say if you're traveling on a long distance. But if your daily commute is much less than the range that you're offered, say 200 kilometers or 400 kilometers, then an electric vehicle is a possibility.
So probably for city driving, it would be a good idea, but not for longer distances.
Yes. So how they mitigate the long distance issue is by placing chargers along the freeways or the major highways or the major roads. So for instance, on the N3 going down to Durban from Johannesburg, there is a charger at Harrismith that you can use. So the charging process takes about an hour to fill up the vehicle. Now, this is assuming that the vehicle is empty.
Right.
But if it still has some range left in it, so the charging time will be shorter.
But it's still a while.
That's only one charger.
Right. Yeah. So number one, it's not enough. And number two, the amount of time that it'll take you to drive that kind of a distance is just increased by an hour because you have to charge your vehicle.
This is exactly the issue. Now, overseas, especially in Europe, the manufacturers have banded together. A number of manufacturers have banded together, and they are busy laying out many more public chargers. So I think for the next 5 years, they're planning about 7,000 different charging points along, let's say, major centers in Europe, such that anytime that you are running out of range, you are able to stop and recharge alongside the road.
Uh-huh.
And they're also building these chargers, developing them such that the charging time is much shorter than it currently is, because that hour or even 20 minutes of you standing there waiting for your car to charge is really not adequate.
Yeah, and in terms of the South African government, are we moving in the? I mean, is government supporting this enough?
Right now, in terms of the infrastructure, the government is not entirely involved. It is still a private initiative. So there is a company called Great Cars that is laying out and is working with a few manufacturers to lay out some of these chargers across the country. I think there's over 200 at the moment that are scattered all over the country. But they are not nearly enough. But on the other hand, they do meet the requirements of the current number of electric vehicles. Remember, I said there was only 92 sold last year.
Mm.
But if we're going to see a boom, so for instance, next year, Audi is launching about 5 electric vehicles, BMW 4, Mercedes 5, Volkswagen, I think, 2, and I think a couple of others are also coming into the market. So therefore, we're going to have more than 10 different electric vehicles coming into the country next, and the infrastructure must come to
it'll
the party,
have to improve.
And the government is not necessarily involved at this point in time.
Right. And one of our listeners asking, Anton L., saying, is it damaging to battery life to recharge the batteries when not close to empty, like with our cell phones, I guess?
Absolutely not. So, in fact, one of the things that is recommended with an electric vehicle is that you recharge it every night when you get home, so that in case of something like load shedding or blackouts in other countries, you are still able to drive the vehicle in the morning. If you are charging close to empty, it means you are basically taking a risk that at a point where maybe you have an emergency trip to take, for instance, you haven't planned for, you don't have enough range. So it is recommended to charge every night. And yes, there are chargers available to plug into your home. It's not only public chargers that will be available.
Yep. Listen, I think they're incredibly, incredibly cool. But one of our listeners saying, imagine if the electric vehicle charger market was run by the SA mobile phone operators. You arrive in Harry Smith with a Samsung plug only to find that the charger takes iPhone. Well, if it was an iPhone, you'd have to buy everything separately. If it's an iPhone car, you'd have to pay for the wheels separately to the tires. It comes with nothing except the name iPhone.
So incidentally, Howard.
Yes.
Tesla is like the iPhone of the motor industry in that they don't allow other manufacturers to use their chargers.
Oh, wow. That's so interesting.
Yeah, but everybody else is interchangeable. So you can use a Nissan charger for a BMW or a Jaguar charger for Volkswagen, for instance.
But not those Teslas, the iPhones
not
of
the Teslas,
electric
no.
vehicles. That's absolutely awesome. Tami Masemola, thank you. Motoring journalist and owner of In4Ride, chatting to us about electric vehicles.